That's right.
I'm recording.
So Rini would make five.
Rini.
Somebody think somebody else just pulled in.
Good. So that'll give us six. And that's yeah. Four.
David Moore can't make it. He just emailed.
Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hey, Rini.
Hi, everyone.
Somebody pulled in. We're just waiting.
Yeah, we're just waiting. But we're going to start.
Okay.
So roll call.
Anthony.
Here.
Me, here. Rini.
Here.
No Gene, no Paul. Dave Garcia.
Here.
Doug.
Here.
No Dave. No Kathy, no Damon, but they might be late. Okay, call to order. Oh, minutes. I sent them out. Any questions?
No, all good.
Okay. Anyone want to do a motion to approve them?
Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Can you get in there?
Yeah. Let me look. Oh, there was. I'm like, I thought I had somebody else.
Okay. How are you?
Good for you. You just missed roll call, and we just approved the minutes. Unless, did you guys have any?
Rini, Kathy, and Damon are
here. Hey, Rini.
Hey, Rini.
Kathy and Damon are there now?
Yes. Okay. So the only ones absent are Gene, Paul, and Dave Moore.
Okay.
Minutes of any intervening special meeting? No.
Nope.
Kathy, you're up.
I'm up here. That's around. Rini, I sent you one in your email, a P&L.
What?
I sent you a P&L in your email.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much, Kathy. I got it.
Okay, so we got a profit because I moved $16,500 over to assets because the house is appreciating because it's building repair. So this is actually the final number for the year is $9,738 profit for 25. There is $33,659 in the bank. I'm holding $11,373 in boat application fees until Rini gives the okay. And I guess,
yes, I sent you an email today that we're just going to hold them a little longer. Some information. Right, yeah.
I put Martha's in.
Yeah, as soon as I get all the information, I will let you know.
Okay, and I got $3,551 in checks today. So
okay.
Put them in tomorrow. I'll add to that total of $33,659. I don't have kind of early yet to say we didn't pay because it's coming in pretty steady right now.
Good.
So next meeting we'll have more of an idea of what's going on there.
And on a side note, everyone from Lyons Avenue is in and current. Bond slips.
They were the first ones in, right, Kathy?
Yep, they were the first ones.
Guess who was number one?
Oh, Joanne came to my house.
Come
well,
on.
She's not Lyons Avenue, but she is, but she's not.
So
they're really afraid of you.
Took a couple years.
I don't know why.
They both come to my door.
Lucky you.
On their hands and knees. Or...
That's funny.
So I guess that's it. Any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Report of standing committee chairman, no. Report of special committee chairman, no. Correspondence?
Rini, I'm just going to grab my phone for a second. So, back to the two checks. A guy sent in the paperwork. What is it? Brian Murphy, 12 Bayview Avenue. Hello, included $365 in an envelope to the P.O. box for my annual dues on Saturday, but I forgot to include the paperwork. This is all the same information as last year's. My apologies for any inconvenience.
Hmm.
Here's the one I got. Was that saying on there?
So do we send
him the sender? WTF?
Return to sender.
That's it. Wait, no. No, this is
what?
Steve, who's selling his house next to the squatters, who can't sell his house.
All right, so this person doesn't.
Well, why did he
He's still on one with shoulders from selling their house. I don't think that's. I don't know.
I think it is.
Does it look like it?
Return to sender. You know who the mailman is.
Oh, do you think the mailman wrote that?
It wouldn't be W. I would highly doubt it, but it could be. It looks like it.
But does he understand that he's got to pay these dues?
Yeah. All
right, so is this the guy I sent it to or no?
No.
Okay, so because I looked up the tax thing online and it's, his name is there still.
No, this is 12 Bayview. That's 12 Bass Rock.
Yeah, well.
Or 11 Bass
Rock. 11 Bass.
So,
but he still owns that house.
This guy?
Yeah. And he's late because he's selling. He's not paying until it closes. But this guy, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But I was just going to send the forms to him.
Or he can get it online, right?
Yeah.
Get it online.
Yeah. And then the other one was, so I know the answer to this already, but Dan Velez gave me all his paperwork with the boats. Everything's, he's going to drop off the rest of it tonight, but he gave me one check. So I got to tell him I need to.
Who is this? I don't have an application for him.
No, he's going to hand it in. Dan Velez. He was next to Steve last year.
Oh, okay.
And
is there anybody in that house next to you? The one with the guy lives in Alaska?
Yes.
Okay, so I could send, because that came back to me too.
Oh.
Probably because I sent it to Alaska and it just.
Did you get an email from Rick and Leanne Belair? This was the only other one. They said they sent an email to you. I guess they didn't get the emails.
Remember.
I'll send it.
Can you make
a forward
for
that?
Me to double check the updated forms are on the website? I'm pretty sure I did it.
You didn't. Because that's when I emailed you last week.
Write it down, please.
That's it for cars.
Okay. Unfinished business. Gene's not here to answer this. If there's any updates on that closing of 43 Wildwood Shores.
43, I found out that I did send everything to that person December 11th.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was probably so early, I just didn't remember. So I try, when I get something, I try to get it out right away or something.
Yeah.
And I saw that I had all correspondence. I sent that to Gene saying it was the end of November, beginning of December. I sent him everything. I also sent him January 9th. I resent because we have a new bill.
Yeah.
So I resent it to him and I copied her on it. So that's all done. That elite thing.
And I think she was still waiting on the paperwork for the guy who wants to join.
That's the next one. 18 lines out.
Yeah. I finally got the invoice from a lawyer yesterday and I sent it to Jean. So she has it.
Okay.
And she said, yay, finally. So I think that's the only thing that she was waiting for.
Okay.
Yeah, because she said that they, I guess everything's all set, right? We just need to sign it.
Sign and notarize, that's it.
And we're good to go.
Yeah. 13 Bass Rock, any updates?
Oh, God. what's it, CompuLink?
Yeah.
Said that we only manage the reverse mortgage or
the taxes.
Yeah, well, everything. We only manage the during the foreclosure. So we don't have the authority to do anything. But I spoke to her.
Oh.
No.
Squatter. Yeah. An old woman. So I was driving by and I saw her walking out of the walking up her steps. So I went down Bass Rock and did a U-turn. Hey, what's up? And I just basically, I mean, I don't know if she is scamming us or not, but I was like, listen, you know, you got to go. And she's like, I have a lease. And I said, no, you don't.
Right.
And she goes, I've got a lease with, so she has no idea who I am. Mm. So I was just driving them off. And then this was after the snowstorm. So the snow was like this. And then, so she said she had a lease. I said, I know Sharvey. She passed away over a year ago. I know you don't. And I just told her, I said, listen, we're in the process of removing you. So.
Good. That's that. Point one.
But she said,
from that building.
I'll move when you throw me out. So.
Did she hire somebody to clean that or she cleaned it?
What's that?
The like to get in and out with all the snow.
Well, so she, huh, so she comes up the bank. Now this is an older woman and she falls. Now she can't get up. So of course I'm going to get out and help her up. But you can tell that she's struggling. I'm like, Barbara, this is no way to live. You're going to live like this?
Right.
And she's like, I've got nowhere to go.
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, if you got somewhere to go, I'll take you. You know, if you've got family, friends, anybody, you want to go somewhere, I'll drive you there. And she goes, no, I'm staying here.
Is she by herself?
I think so. So, but I'm like.
How old are you talking? 87?
How is the electric and the heat and all that on? Who's paying those bills?
So from my understanding, the water's off. She's got to be able to live there. Oh, if the electric's on, she would have electric heat. Because I see lights sometimes.
But how did she, she's got to go to the bathroom.
Bags and stuff. These people,
oh my God,
they live like ants.
So you know for sure the water's off?
Yeah, because the guy Steve that you have there in the envelope, he lives next door. So that used to be one piece of property. It was subdivided into two, and then they have a shared well. So Steve asked Al, who lives across the street, to go into his house because that was the original house and shut the well off.
Wow. No.
So like I said, really elderly or just
no,
60s like or 70s?
70s. What a mess.
Still, yeah. No.
No, how did she get in there anyway?
She was renting or she was a caretaker or she was a renter?
I thought somebody said
yeah, somebody said caretaker.
So she was there. You know, she didn't just wander upon this empty house and walk in.
Sharvey used to get people to take care of her that were associated with that church over there. So
I was going to call Susan.
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, it's been 5 degrees, you know, 20 degrees right. for the past 3 weeks. She's been in that house. Yeah. But now I think she might have heat if she's got electricity.
She has to have heat.
How could you not?
Yeah.
You'd be dead.
I don't think they could turn off the electric in weather like this.
I don't think they're allowed to.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they're allowed to, period.
Oh.
And it's so minimal that they probably can overlook it, right? Because it's minimal.
Oh, the electric company? Oh, they give a fuck.
I mean, I knew.
Because they're being told by the government you have to provide them electric.
Yeah, I thought that was used to be like if they had like one of the machines, the defibrillator or something they had to have hooked up to you, they definitely couldn't shut you up.
No matter what.
Back when PSE&G. Outside of that, PSE&G will shut you off for any. If you didn't have one of the medical reasons, they would shut you off. Except wintertime, of course, they couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, PSE&G would shut you off.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, they shut off the banders.
Because they weren't doing it during COVID.
Yeah. But the banders lied. Yeah. They said they were getting electrical.
It might have changed since then. I haven't lived over there since. I haven't had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know what the rules are since COVID.
Yeah, and the neighbors say that she gets constant deliveries.
Hmm. It's probably the food.
It's got to be.
Where's she getting her money?
Paper.
Where's she making any money from?
Yeah, no water.
Yeah, Social Security. She told me she collects Social Security.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't have to pay any else.
Yeah. So we'll wait till the springtime comes. All the neighbors are complaining. So I said, listen, I'm going to send a landscaper over here and have him clean this place up. I just want you to know. You know, so don't call the police or anything. And she's like, okay. Of course she wants cleaned up.
Right. Yeah.
But that's that.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah, talk to Susan.
But I know Susan would know her and maybe help.
Yeah, because I think Susan was helping Sharvey when she was renting out rooms, too.
I was going to ask Jean to talk to her because I think Jean knows her.
Yeah,
better than I do.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, new business.
We did that. Oh, can you make up the calendar like you said?
Oh,
for what yeah. shows? And then Dan Velez, the same boat guy, he's right over here. He's a good guy. He wants to rent the clubhouse on March 28th.
Ooh, I gotta get on the insurance. So I never go back to
me. You can put that on the master.
Yeah, we need to make a real contract to put that up on the.
Maybe the insurance company has something like that. I'm gonna call them tomorrow.
And how do you spell that name?
Velez.
I'm big enough so I can see it. So I don't forget.
And then did we start sending violations? Can we send the violations to, just send them to CompuLink? I don't think it's going to hurt.
Mm. Okay.
For 13 Bass Routes.
Okay.
Let's just start sending them
every
month. Mm. Then if and when it ever does happen, we can get a money back.
I checked the sheriff's website today and I didn't see the house listed as foreclosure proceedings or whatever.
They're paying the taxes.
You said CompuLink are the ones that pay the bills for this place? Do we?
Yeah.
Do I look up to get their information?
I can get it to you.
That's so
forwarded to me.
That they keep paying it like nothing.
Yes.
So.
And she just sits there. Back in the day. So that's it.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Some motion.
You said speedy as
second.
10 seconds.
That's a record.
Yeah, really. I was thinking that as I was.